Hello, this is the Times of India Radio and here are the top news. The Supreme Court on Tuesday refused to consider BSP Supremo Mayawati's plea challenging the EC's 48-hour campaign ban on her and expressed satisfaction over the poll body's action against leaders making hate speeches. A bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi asked Mayawati's counsel to file a separate appeal against the poll panel's order. Taking note of the EC action, the court said it seems the poll body has woken up and barred various politicians from poll campaigning for varying hours. The bench, also comprising Justice Sanjeev Khanna, made it clear that no further order was required for now. The Election Commission on Monday imposed a nationwide campaign ban on Adityanath for 72 hours and on Union Minister Menaka Gandhi and Mayawati for 48 hours from Tuesday for their provocative communal remarks, which it said had the propensity to polarize the elections. The Jet Airways management is learned to have proposed temporary shutting down of operations till funding is arranged for. The proposal was made at an emergency meeting of the airline board in Mumbai on Tuesday, a day after lenders refused to grant the promised ₹1,500 crore emergency funding. A formal word from Jet is awaited. Meanwhile, Jet founder Naresh Goyal has reportedly withdrawn his expression of interest to buy stake in the airline. His EOI had led to opposition from other players who have also shown interest in the airline. Other players like Etihad and TPG Capital had even said they would walk out of the bid if the founder does not withdraw himself. Jet has been operating 5 ATRs and 1 or 2 Boeing 737 since last Saturday, down from a fleet of 124 from last November. People running the airline now are finding it increasingly difficult to do so as oil companies often cut fuel supply as Jet has completely run out of funds. A 47-year-old man was found hanging from the ceiling fan at his home in Shipra Sun City, a high-rise housing society in Indirapuram on Monday. Police said that no suicide note had been found. According to the police, the deceased, identified as Ajit Pratap Singh, had been working as a director with a private business development company. Earlier, he worked as marketing head in private news channels. Pratap's body was spotted when his domestic help arrived on Monday afternoon. Sandeep Kumar Singh, SHO of Indirapuram Police Station, told TUI that the woman had a duplicate key to the third floor flat and she raised the alarm after she saw the body. The woman Shakuntla also informed the neighbors and the security guards of the society. Shakuntla said she had reached Pratap's house around 2 p.m. and when she entered his bedroom to clean it, she saw him hanging from the ceiling fan. On Sunday, he looked happy. Why he did this is a mystery, she said. The body of a 6-year-old boy who fell into a drain in Noida on Monday was recovered Tuesday morning, an NDRF official said. The body was recovered at 8:45 a.m. hours after a joint search by the Noida police and the National Disaster Response Force. The boy fell into the drain on Monday afternoon when he, along with some other children, was crossing the drain near Salarpur, Khadar village, police said. The child, identified as class 1 student Saurabh, lived with his family in a village in Sector 81.